Thank you, Serena. Good to see everyone. Yeah, I had an experience last week while Serena was traveling, where I stepped into Zoom manage class, and it was humbling. There's more to it than turning on your computer. So thank you, Serena, for what you do very consistently. So welcome to the meditation period. If you're new to meditation, then I would hope to be able to explain the basics in a way that you can actually do it today. So it's not like you need to kind of gather a lot of information and begin later. And if you're more experienced with meditation, then of course it's a good opportunity to get together, as Serena said, to practice together in this way. So briefly, what we do in the meditation, we don't have to conjure up some special state of consciousness. We don't have to rearrange the world. What we can do is use our ability to decide where to place our attention. And it's as simple as if I ask you to look at my hand, you can focus your, if you can see, you can focus your visual attention on your screen to see my hand. And even though no matter where you are, there are lots of other places to look, you can exert that effort. And it is effort, but it's mostly a decision to try. And so forth. With most forms of meditation begin this way, one way or another. They can seem really different because the objects of consciousness being focused on differ. So there are dozens of approaches, but most begin with this mental activity of focusing attention, trying to maintain that focus with something actually happening in our experience. And the reason for that we do this is there's something about this mental activity which has good effects. And one can know this for yourself if you practice. No one understands it, to my knowledge, in terms of the neuroscience, but it seems like a problem that could be solved over time. Something about this mental activity of focusing attention on something relatively neutral, such as ambient sounds, sensations in our bodies, the feel of the breath. Doing this for a while has good effects, more calmness, clarity, stability, and so forth. That being said, we're not going to do it perfectly. And it can be humbling to see how quickly our minds shift to daydreaming or planning or worrying and so forth. It's good to normalize this. It's not a failure of meditation. It's even part of human intelligence, right? That our attention will kind of move on. So we might feel five breaths, the in-breath and the out-breath, in-breath and out-breath. Even when I'm describing it, you're getting bored, right? It's like you have better things to do than sit there and listen to me say in-breath, out-breath, in-breath. You got a whole to-do list to get done. Why are you wasting your... So our minds have... We're intelligent, and we don't fight this so much as have a sense of humor about it, if possible, right? And so when we notice that our attention's been pulled away, we include whatever has drawn our attention as part of the meditation. Just that recognition, thinking, planning, worrying, perfectly normal emotions, just kind of that space of just, okay, this is what's really happening for me now. And then gently, but definitely bringing the attention back to that home base of the breath or wherever you were trying to focus. So let's give it a shot. Eyes can be open or closed. You might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in-breath and out-breath. Maybe a little sigh with the out-breath. Yeah. Just one way to begin. If for any reason you prefer standing or moving a little, that's fine. We can meditate in any posture. And letting your breath be normal, I'd invite you just to focus on the sounds you can hear right now. Notice how easy this is. The sounds come to us. So they may be pleasant, they may be unpleasant, but just noticing what it is. We don't have to keep track of everything. We don't have to kind of change the experience, that's for sure. Just noticing. So you can stay with sounds if you wish. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, let your attention settle into your body and then notice what you can feel. Head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Vibration, pressure, softness. We're not trying to get something out of the sensations. And we're also not trying to create something new, just noticing what's present. It does take patience, but that's mostly what it takes. Just that willingness to let things be this simple. What can I feel in my body right now? And as we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice the sensations connected with the normal breath. So not breathing in any special way, just letting the breath happen. Pretend to be some movement, sensations we can feel of movement in the abdomen. It's like rising, tensing with the in-breath, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. Sensations in the chest, similar, slight movement. Sensations at the nose as air enters, as air leaves. So we're really not intending to make a fetish of these sensations. It's just they're kind of handy. They're relatively neutral. If they're not, if for any reason the connecting with the breath doesn't feel quite right, shift somewhere else in your body, hands or feet, it's fine. Back to sounds. We don't have to get it perfect. So it's just mental activity, focusing, sustaining attention with something actually happening, which is a catalyst for increased stability, clarity of mind, calmness over time. And of course, keeping in mind that try as we might, sometimes because we're trying so hard, we'll notice we've been distracted. Our thoughts have pulled us away one way or another, or our sound has led to some thoughts, or a random memory comes to mind. So we actually take an interest. We're not doing anything else right now, right? So we don't have to kind of manage our emotions to make sure we don't act unskillfully. So if we feel anger, yeah, oh, wow, that's real. What does it feel like? Can we feel it in our bodies? The actual sensations that are a component of an emotion like anger or anxiety. So it can be an invitation when we notice we've been distracted. It can be an invitation just to notice what's happening with emotions. We don't try to fight or squelch or micromanage as much as we might want to change them. Just noticing what it feels like, especially that palpable component. And then when we can reconnect with the breath or wherever we were trying to focus. So if you are new to this, this is the part where this is actually how simple it is, and it is doable. And if your experience even to this point is unremitting frustration, okay, notice that, recognize that. Ask yourself, can I feel sensations anywhere in my body? Hands, feet, breath. Just tune in wherever you can notice something is good enough. If you're more experienced and what I said about maybe trying too hard, if that was of interest, you might experiment with still trying, but not quite so hard. So it's a personal activity, and we don't have to kind of get it perfect, but there's a lot of freedom in this. It's not a matter of doing everything right every microsecond. It's much more that willingness to show up for our own lives, for our own experience. But always with that option of turning attention to something relatively simple. And this can be such an interesting and valuable lesson to see that we're not trying to micromanage our experience, but even in the midst of something really difficult, physical pain or difficult emotion, we do have the option of shifting attention so that even though it doesn't go away, the pain or the difficult emotion is somewhat secondary because we focused attention on the breath, something more manageable. So take 3 or 4 more minutes for the meditation together. If you wish, you may not wish to, but if you wish, you might shift to practice of kindness, appreciation. So you might not want to. So just feel free to kind of find your own way. I'll give a bit of guidance. But you might feel settled in what we've been doing. And so it's really important, you know, don't. Try too hard here. But if you're in the mood, if someone comes to mind, who is someone in your life whom you appreciate? See who comes to mind. If no one comes to mind, there's no rush. It could be a person, a non-human animal. This is playful, serious yet playful. Several coming to mind, just choosing one for the next few minutes. And hold this person or animal in mind. So we're shifting our focus to thoughts and images. It's the home base for the attention now. So you might have an image of this person or animal, memory of having seen them or imagining them in a place they might like to be. And reflect for a moment, why them? Why did they come to mind in response to the question, who is someone that you appreciate? Their loyalty, their friendship, their care, their humor, intelligence, so forth. Just live in mind the image of them, maybe reflecting a little bit. We're not trying to fabricate and certainly not trying to pretend an emotion here. But just turning our attention in this way, sometimes there will be something we feel just in response to that recognition of the goodness. So if and when that's there, then of course we include it. And again, the actual physical palpable components of love, appreciation, often in the heart area. Maybe a few phrases with them in mind. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. So the core of this is turning our attention to the goodness in someone, letting that appreciation have its effect in us. So we'll just take another 30 seconds for this meditation period. Thank you. It's good to practice with you. That sort of practice with which we ended is often combined in Buddhist traditions with the basics of mindfulness, and it can be a nice way to end a meditation period, even on your own. So yeah, thank you. It's good to practice with you. So at the Mindful Awareness Research Center, we actually have a busy summer most summers, and we'll be again this summer, beginning in a month, the end of June. I teach an undergrad course called Psychiatry 175, and as part of that course, there are a lot of events scheduled that are also open to the public and that the students can go to for points. And so there will be 3 day longs. Diana Winston, Matthew Brensilver, and Carl I will be teaching a day longs in June and July. There'll be a weekend retreat that I'll teach with Cara and Matthew and Tanzanite, Imsola, and others, July 8 to 10. Tanzanite will be doing relational mindfulness on Thursday evenings. There are other things will be happening. So please keep your eye out for that. And Serena posted in the chat a link. If you happen to want to be a student for the summer, you are we're opening this the course to people who might want to audit it, and so if you are interested in that, you can check that out. And I'm happy to be in touch if you have questions about it. It will be on Zoom, and so we had to decide some months ago. And to be honest, I've really enjoyed teaching in person the last few weeks, the last month, the last 6 weeks, I guess. But we also have found that this sort of way of doing the class works pretty well. It also works, one way in which it works pretty well is we can open it to people who are not traditional students. And it seems to we've done it before. Some of you have been in it, and it seems to work well. So yeah, thank you. Oh, and also this session will not take place next Monday. So we do meet most Mondays, and we ignore a lot of holidays, but next Monday we won't be holding this session, but you can still meditate. So thank you. Thank you for your participation. We'll see you.